successfully navigated the Sea of Commerce and now are clear to cruise with the world of boating.
I do like the water.
The radio show devoted exclusively to the boating lifestyle.
The sun, the sea air, good friends.
Brought to you by worldofboating.com, your internet portal for the boating enthusiast.
We now return to Night Boat, the crime-solving boat.
Faster, Night Boat. We've got to catch those starfish poachers.
You don't have to yell, Michael. I'm all around you. Oh, no, they're headed for land.
We'll never catch them now.
Incorrect. Look, a canal.
Oh, Night Boat, go!
Oh, every week there's a canal.
Or an inlet.
Or a fjord.
Quiet! I will not hear another word against the boat.
I was young, I was dry, but to sail I would go. 1 hour on the water, I was soaked down below. Though I tried, I couldn't hide from my mother's piercing view. But all she would say was, a big boy like you. Wet before,
wet before,
wet behind,
wet behind.
We're the members of the Wet Pants Club.
Get a little pissed here.
Wet before,
wet before,
wet behind,
wet behind.
We're the members of the Wet Pants Club.
This is the world of boating. Gregor, first mate, Barry the boater, Mike the mariner, rounding out the crew. Okay, so we got to talk about the boat show season. It just kind of kicked into high gear here, February, March. We're kind of in the thick of it right now. I think next weekend we got Palm Beach, which is, will be one of the bigger ones. Big-ish, especially it's for in-water and yachties.
It's definitely, with a little finger up in the air type boat show where
Thurston Howell the third,
and we're going to drive here in our little Rolls Royce and Bentleys today.
It leans that way, but yes. They welcome everybody. It's a good show.
It's a great show.
Yeah, but there were some shows last week. What was it? Newport? Is that the one that happened?
Yeah, there was one. I got to find that again. The Newport International Boat Show. Well, it wasn't last week.
Yeah.
It actually took place on September 11th and 14th in 2025. However, this was a report on the economic impact of the show from that.
Okay.
And that was just released. And this is through boatingindustry.com.
Oh, I got you. Okay. And that is known as being a very, very popular sailing show. And like long haul trawlers, I believe. Is that what you think too, Barry?
Yeah, and what's interesting is that the show welcomed 30,000 attendees, which may not seem like much, but this is a small state, Rhode Island and all that. And from all over the country and the world, 70% of the visitors traveling from outside the state of Rhode Island.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So to bring those all in, $275 million worth of boats on display, $78 million worth of boats being sold as a result of the show. That's a big chunk of change. And, so they said that it was, I think it was $22.5 million impact, economic impact for Rhode Island.
Okay.
So it helps to stay out. These boat shows bring money in.
Big time. Yeah. You got Newport. That's one that kind of pops up on our radar in Annapolis boat show, which is a really big one. That's bigger than Newport, I think, isn't it? Because Annapolis is like the big sailboat show, and Newport, maybe not quite as big, but still has a pretty good level of sailboats and trawlers and things.
Yeah,
but
I think
of
Annapolis, I think of that as like almost, military.
Yeah, but it's a huge sailing area.
It's a huge sailing area.
That's the big sailboat show.
Chesapeake, in that area. It's beautiful up there, actually. Mm-hmm. I've done some boating up there, and some of the marinas around Annapolis are pretty impressive, and there are some beautiful vessels there.
Those, they're kind of known for that type of boating. Palm Beach, once again, will be more like yachties cruising out in the Caribbean on a Grand Banks or something like that. But they got a little bit of everything there too.
I think the smallest boat in the water at the show is like 21 feet. I think it's called an Italia, but the largest boat at the West Palm Beach show is going to be 260 feet long.
Yeah,
44 feet wide.
260 feet. That's four houses worth down this neighborhood.
Right.
Length. Length. Four houses of length. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So, well,
I just watched a YouTube video of a walk around of one of the largest. It might be the largest sailboat in the world.
Yeah.
What's the name of it again?
Oh, I forgot.
It was an impressive video, but it's a charter that you can actually rent this boat out. Like, you know, before they had the Maltese Falcon, which we've talked about before on the budget, but this was a newer one. Just came out of a few years ago, but now it's like 300 feet plus.
Yeah, I've seen that boat in person. It was in Croatia when I was in Croatia.
Oh, you saw it? Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I found the video, and I thought I sent it to you, but I can't talk.
Yeah. It popped up on my radar and my feed and stuff.
I believe it's in the Caribbean right now.
Probably is. I saw the Maltese Falcon. That was the other big sailboat, right? The Maltese Falcon. Wasn't that the one? And we actually got the coffee table book of that sent to us years ago. I might have it around here at the studio someplace.
Really?
But it was anchored up off the coast of Ceiba when I was there diving for a week once. And I'm like, it came up at night. And I was like, when we anchored in, we came in the evening and I saw all these lights. I'm like, what happened? I mean, Ceiba usually doesn't have any lights at all. Has it been developed since the last time I was here? And then as I got closer, I realized it was the lights from the mast of this massive sailing vessel.
Yeah.
And, you know, they just had lights going all the way up the three crazy masts of this.
I'll find out the name of that sailing vessel. But if I recall, when I watched the video, the sails themselves, everything's automated.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's you don't pull the lines anymore to tighten up your sails or anything like that. You push a button.
Well, the one thing I looked, you know, I watched the whole video. I was like, yeah, this is really nice. And they said this is the first time we've been allowed to show the interior of the vessel. You can call these yacht brokers to rent it, you know, or charter the vessel. But at the end of the video, they didn't give any prices. And I'm thinking, okay, because I really wanted to kind of know what would it cost per day to rent something like that.
Here it is.
At least 30 grand, 50 grand, maybe a day. I don't know.
It's supposed to be, if you're asking, then you can't afford it.
Well, exactly.
That's the
What's the name of the boat, Barry? Did you find it?
I'm getting there. I'm getting there. I'm getting there.
I don't want to read, and he's old.
I got to read.
Have you ever seen Barry Diller's sailing vessel called Eos?
I've heard of it, but I don't.
It is a stunning vessel. When I was in St. Thomas on a diving trip, it happened to pull into port right next to the boat we were on.
Yeah.
And it is one of the most beautiful vessels I've ever seen. It's a stunning boat.
Are like that when they get that big. Well, okay, what's the name of it, Barry?
You're going to laugh at me because I should have known the name.
Yeah.
It's the 106.7 meter, 350 feet for us Americans, the Black Pearl.
Oh, of course. That's right. That's what it was. He's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
But you're right. When you pull into a marina and you see something like that, like when I was cruising around the island of Ceiba and I saw like, holy crap, that's the largest sailboat in the world at the time. And I went straight to our captain of our little 125 foot liveaboard boat. I said, hey, can you get the captain of that boat on the radio and see if they'll let us come over and take a tour? And he just laughed at me. I don't know why he did, but he
hand you a toothbrush and said, go clean the heads.
Yeah, he's like, oh, hell no. So, but yeah, it doesn't hurt to ask. Just a successful questioning of something like that probably isn't going to go your way. More coming up. Stay close.
You're listening to the World of Boating Radio Network.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Do you have a message or product you need to share with the boating world? Well, look no further than the World of Boating Radio Show. Just like you, thousands of boating enthusiasts are hearing this message, and we could be talking about you and your product or service as early as next Saturday. Remember, a terrible thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Go to worldofboating.com, send us an email, and let's get to work to make your marketing message matter.